Well, the Mandela brand is the brand of South Africa. There's an intertwining of the brand of South Africa and Mandela, which is about reconciliation, which is about forgiveness, which is about unity, which is about Ubuntu. So those values are the values of South Africa, and Mandela happened to capture and encapture the values of South Africa.
But it's the ownership of it that is sort of a gray zone, isn't it?
The ownership, you know, when you come into the ownership of a nation brand, if you will, it is owned by the people. It is not owned by an institution or by any one individual. So there's really not a gray issue in terms of who owns brand South Africa or brand Mandela. But because what Mandela is, he really was just the embodiment of what South Africa is about.
I hear you say that it is a brand that is owned by the people. But the question then that comes up in terms of everybody who's using the brand, where do the proceeds of Mandela branded goods go?
Well, you know, I think when you speak about brand Mandela, we must probably separate the two parts. There is the commercial brand Mandela, and then there is the brand Mandela as in the values of what it means to be Mandela and what it means to be South African. What it means to be South African as embodied by Mandela, that is owned by South Africans. But when it comes to the commercialization of the person's name Mandela, or the identity of Mandela, which we now commonly call brand Mandela, that resides with Mandela, the foundation, the Mandela Children's Foundation, but also it broadly resides with anybody with the name Mandela. Because by owning and by being named Mandela, you in many ways have the right and ability to be able to leverage that to your own profit. Well, if you remember, there's a guy called Che Guevara. There's a guy called Bob Marley, and there's many other such personal brands. With a brand, with a personality brand like Mandela, which transcends, if you will, the individual himself, and is now owned by the nation or by anybody else, you do have the risk of profiteers, of people profiting, whether it's legally or not illegally. But in many ways, think of the face of Mandela as the flag of South Africa. The Republic of South Africa does not charge anybody who sells the flag on the streets. They don't charge anybody for the proceeds of it. Similarly, it's going to be very difficult to police anybody who uses the face of Nelson Mandela and ask them to pay up.
Would he really have wanted to be linked to commercial products like this?
He himself has been quoted as being very, very aggrieved by the idea of him being over-commercialized or over-deified. He never ever saw himself as that. He always saw himself as a man of the